This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work.
Good afternoon, I'm Michael Puente, and this is The Rundown. A new study out of Northwestern University finds that people can still be persuaded on political topics when they hear an argument from an everyday person. My colleague Noah Jennings reports that participants of the study were given argumentative essays written by fellow participants on social and political topics and recorded whether or not it changed their opinion. In the end, 30% of the persuasion attempts were successful. The study's lead author, Martin Alnove, says that was a higher number than he expected, in part because he never saw research like his done.
It's interesting because political persuasion research has asked kind of who's persuadable, kind of focusing on how politicians and media elites shape public opinion. But, you know, kind of our realization in the very beginning was that persuasion isn't just a top-down enterprise, right? It's happening between ordinary people every day.
Now, Noah says the most successful written arguments bridge identity divides and found common ground. The Trump administration's recent program cuts and policy changes are throwing some Chicago area undergraduates into crisis. Students pursuing jobs that rely on federal funds, like State Department or research positions, say opportunities are disappearing. Juan Simon Angel is a junior at the University of Chicago and tells WBEZ's Reset their internship offer at the U.S. Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration was revoked just weeks ago.
I had my official offer. There were no explanations, simply that the offer was rescinded due to budget cuts, and that program was pretty much done, at least for this upcoming summer.
Angel says the frustration caused by what's happening at the White House is pushing them to consider applying for jobs in Europe and Latin America. The U.S. Department of Education is threatening federal funding for some Illinois school districts over accommodation for trans students. Federal officials say they're investigating Chicago and Deerfield Public Schools for allowing transgender students to change in the locker room that lines up with their gender identity. Violet Miller with the Sun-Times says this could hurt school districts financially.
While most school funding comes from local and state tax revenue, losing federal funds would still be a significant hit.
Federal officials say the schools may have violated Title IX, which protects students from discrimination based on sex. They're also investigating the Illinois State Board of Education. The Department of Education announced the investigation last week. On the same day, President Trump signed an executive order calling for the agency to be dismantled. And Northwestern women's basketball coach Joe McEwen plans to retire after next season, the school announced today. McEwen has won nearly 800 games over four decades, spent mostly leading the Wildcats and George Washington. He's the winningest coach at Northwestern and tops among active Big Ten women's coaches with a 268-258 mark in 17 seasons. The Wildcats reached the NCAA tournament in 2015 and 2021, when they advanced for the first time in 28 years. Taking a look at the forecast, it's going to be mostly sunny with high in the mid-50s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 31. And tomorrow, a carbon copy of today with mostly sunny skies with a high of 54. And for Thursday, opening day for the White Sox on the south side, 58, but with a slight chance for showers. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Michael Puente, and thanks for listening.